Fitch Mountain in Healdsburg is a quiet wooded community overlooking the Russian River. Tall oaks tower over a single-lane gravel road that winds through the neighborhood. Fitch Mountain has long been a concern for fire officials. This area was designated as a high-risk zone by CAL FIRE. Sonoma County Fire Marshal James Williams tells me how inspections can help make it safer.
Vegetation management really is about good housekeeping, and essentially a well-manicured yard is going to really be the key to reducing the vegetation and creating that defensible space. And when we're looking at the vacant open lots, we're looking to ensure that there's a perimeter cut around the property to ensure that they have roadside clearance. So if someone was to flick a cigarette out of the window or a chain was dragging while someone was towing something and a spark was created, it could very easily catch that vegetation on fire. Trying to keep fires, if they do occur, on the ground, hopefully slow moving, which gives the fire department an opportunity to get out, respond, and to extinguish the fire while it's small. For homes, we're looking to make sure that there's good address signage so that we can find out the address when we need to respond, easily find the home. We're looking for trees to be limbed up again, at least 6 feet from the ground, grass to be cut at 6 inches or less, so that we create defensible space around the home initially from a 0 to 30 foot zone. We want to make sure that pine needles and debris on roofs is clear and removed. We want to make sure that trees that are overhanging chimneys or overhanging roofs are also cut back from the structure so that the fire, if it happens, will not communicate from the tree to the structure, thereby causing the structure to ignite, thereby creating a larger problem for responders. And if it's really windy, a potential for fires growing in from home to home to home to home. And so the idea of defensible space is to stop that potentially from happening, because it's not a matter of if the fire is going to happen, but it's a matter of when the fire happens and how we can minimize the impact of damage caused by the fire.
So we're looking at two different lots here. If we just turn around, you have this lovely greenhouse on the left, and then you have kind of a weedy lot on the right. Can you kind of describe what we're looking at and the difference between these two lots?
If you look at this particular property, you see along the roadways, grasses that are higher than 4 inches, obviously. You see tree limbs that are actually down to the ground or on the ground that need to be limbed up and lifted. If you take a look at the home here to our other side, you'll find that the trees are cut back from the roof. The grasses here in the front of the home are cut to less than 4 inches, and so it would be difficult for a fire to ignite. And there's just clearance around the home in terms of overgrown vegetation.
If county inspectors find your property does not meet defensible space requirements, they will send you a notice in the mail. They will return to your property 30 days later to ensure the work was done. If you still don't meet the requirements, they can send a crew to clean up the property for you. And don't forget to check your mail. They'll be sending you the bill.
We'd like to look at enforcement as the last means of addressing the problem. We'd like to have people work with us, work together to reduce the fuels and the vegetation loads to create defensible space.
Sonoma County inspectors are concentrating on rural areas, which are at higher risk for fires. They will only be inspecting 3,500 properties in unincorporated areas of the county. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.